Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. You are tuned in to On the Grind Live, where we support anybody out there grinding in any capacity. It don't matter what that capacity is, as long as it's positive, as long as they get into the bag, as long as they grinding, as long as they can talk about it, we want to talk about it. You know what I mean? So what we do is we always try to take it to another level. So when you know the routine, when you see me, you see dope people. So I'm going to repeat myself. When you see me, you see dope people. Anything else is uncivilized. So when I come back, we're going to come back with somebody as official as anybody else out there that's been grinding. And we're going to keep talking about that grind. You already know what it is. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the homie with us. You know what I'm saying? We got the homie Uber Gang with us. What's good, my G?
Man, what's the dilly, man? What's the goddamn deal, man? Yeah. Glad to be here, my guy.
Listen, man, I appreciate you taking the time out. You know what I mean? You tuned in, you know what I'm saying? And we got some things to talk about, but I want to take it back to the origin. You know what I'm saying? I always want to ask somebody, you know, when I find out what they brand is, meaning your name, right? That's your brand. Where does that come from? And, you know, what told you, okay, this is what I want to go with, you know what I mean, when I introduce myself to the world of music?
God dang, Uber Gang, man. Uber Gang. First off, Uber Gang, Uber is my last name.
Okay.
And I just combined things together, you know what I mean?
Right.
I had a lot. In the streets, they call me Gang.
Okay.
And I used to pull up to studios randomly, put up to parties randomly, and I used to be like, man, that boy, that Uber need to hit the freestyle. We want to hear Uber freestyle. And right. Then when I pull up to some parties, I got some of my street niggas in there, and I mm-hmm. hit up to some parties. I got some of the people that know me from school or my real name or whatever the case right. is. And so they used to, you got half of the people calling me Gang, you got half of them calling me Uber. So, you know, they used to chanting Uber Gang, Uber Gang, Uber Gang, you know what I mean? So
right.
It
took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I like that. You know what I mean? I go together. You know what I mean? That's a dope. I can hear that in the song, Uber Gang, Uber Gang, Uber Gang. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then, like, you know, we had a little service where we was giving people rides, different places, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And boys would call me like, hey man, I want Uber Gang. We need that Uber Gang service, you know what I mean?
Right. That's what it is. So not only did you took what people was gravitated to and make a brand out of it, but you also took it to another level and made a business out of it, you know what I mean, in multiple facets, right? The music, you know what I mean, the rods, things like that.
Yeah.
So you already knew what it was. You know, before they knew what it was, you know what I mean? So that's definitely inspiring. But what inspired the music? What inspired Uber Gang the music? Like, take me back to that first time where you was like, yo, this is something I want to do.
Man, that music, man. Honestly, that music chose me, man. Like, as I was going through things in life, like music used to help me get through stuff. You know what I'm saying? Whether if it's me making my music or me listening to other people's music. And like, I got on stage and when I make my music, I put my soul in it, you know?
Right.
I just don't make songs just to, like, I gotta put my soul in it. That's the only way that I can produce some music. So I started putting my soul in it and it became like, you know, when you do it that way, it's slow. It's a slow grind.
When you do it that way.
Yeah.
It's a marathon. Right. It's a marathon. You figuring it out as you go.
Yeah.
So what part of your life did you decide that this is something you gonna take serious? So once you knew it was embedded in you and you was chosen to do it, when did you decide, okay, I'm gonna accept this responsibility and I'm gonna go ahead and do it for real. Like, when did that time come for you?
That time came for me when I realized that when people listen to my music, I motivated people and I inspired people. And, like, you know, people that actually know me in my personal life, like would be like, man, your music is like, I get a vibe. When I listen to your music, I get a different vibe that I don't get from nobody else. Right. So I feel like that's a God-given talent that God blessed me with. Right. That, you know what I mean? I was like, let me go ahead and use my talent. Maybe this is what he chose me to do.
Right. Yeah, and I know, you know, as myself being an artist, I know exactly how you feel. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you tapped in and you like, yo, this is something I need to do. I got to do. I got to put it out there. The people love what I'm putting out there. The people love what I'm saying. Things like that. Do you produce any of your own music?
I haven't produced. No, I don't produce any of my music. I have a producer. I can, but he just. They just a tad bit better than me when it comes to the keyboards and all that.
Right.
I fully write all my songs. I come up with every concept to every song. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
no, that makes sense. That's cool. Like I don't produce any. You know, I don't make beats, anything like that either. Right. Yeah. But I know the producers that's going to give me the sound that I'm looking for. Right. So that's the direction, you know, so I definitely understand that. So if you was to be introduced to somebody that never heard your music before. Right. But by word of mouth, they say, yo, you know, Uber Gang, you might want to go listen to them. And you met them before they actually got a chance to listen for the first time. And they say, yo, Uber, what can I expect when I hear your music? Or how would you describe your music to me before I press play?
I would tell you that my songs is going to motivate you as far as life. Life is life. You know what I'm saying? Whether if I'm talking about Cash Cow, let's hey, we on a mission, standing on business, on business, on business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether you're in fourth quarter pressure, like it's the fourth quarter, it's the end of the year. Like we gotta, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you've been through some real life situations, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Summertime where ain't no partying, ain't none of that. You know what I mean? It's like wake up, we gotta get to it at this point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Vacation later. You know what I mean? So I would say my music is more motivating, a motivation to people that's in life, like going through your daily life. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's important. You get what I'm saying? Like when you tell somebody that, okay, I'm going to go listen to that right now. You get what I mean? Like it's motivating them to go press play faster. You get what I mean? So I definitely understand that. Who inspired you in the music business? Or even outside of music, like who inspired you? You know, man, like, they doing it.
The music, as far as the music, nobody really just inspired me. I had some people that I just like. I love their music. Like I love their music. But as far as inspiring, it has to be my mother and my grandmother. Like I watched my mother do. My daddy was never there, but I didn't feel the missing. Like he wasn't missed. I seen my mother do it all. Like she would put me in music. She like, you playing me, you doing music this time of the year, you doing football this time of year and basketball this time of year. And before you know it, the year always, I'm gonna start it again.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? You never know which one of them can pop for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what city did you grow up in?
Austin, Texas.
So talk to me about that. You know, I mean, take me back to that time. You got your mom, you diving into these different sports in Austin, Texas. Like, you know, tell me that experience, what that was like.
Man, it's a great experience out there because Austin is like, it's like one of them cities where like you got to really have true talent to make it.
Right.
Like ain't no sugarcoating because you got a lot of money. Ain't no sugarcoating because you know what I mean. You know, like. For people out there to really gravitate to you or really like tap in what you got going on, it has to be something that's pure, true. Like authentic. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Authentic. There you go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I done had homies call me, be like, man, bro, your voice is too good, man. Take that auto-tune off. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just straight authentic when it comes pretty much. That's just, it's the capital of Texas, you know what I mean?
Right.
For you to get Austin to tap in, you going hard. Like, they judge real rough.
Right. So they make sure that what they putting their stamp on is official. Yeah. They ain't just stamping anybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I like. You know what I mean? Don't stamp me because I, you know, yeah. what I mean? Don't stamp me out of nowhere. Just give me my roses if I deserve them. You know what I mean? Yeah. If I don't deserve them, then, you know, I don't need no trophies.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And at first I used to think that it was just hate. But at the end of the day, as I got older, I was like, man, I'm glad this my city was like that.
Right.
Because,
right,
you know what I'm saying? It made things a little harder. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You know, that's crazy because nowadays, you know me, people get recognition when they really shouldn't get the recognition. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I was coming up, no matter what it is, whether it be a sport or you just playing a game or whatever it is, if you won, you got that recognition. You ain't get no trophy for second, third, fourth, fifth. You know what I'm saying? You ain't get no certificates and all that. You know what I mean? So, like, you lost. You know what I mean? You got to work harder. You know what I mean? I think you respect it better when you know that you worked hard to get to that recognition. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So talk.
They ain't gonna tell you your song jamming be just cause you're homeboy. They gonna be like, bro, you got some work to do. I mean, I like some stuff in there, bro. But hey, this not it.
Yeah. You in the right direction though. This is what I like. This is what I don't like, and why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and all that. So, On our radio station, Power 107.6, The Truth here in Jacksonville. Yo, shout out to everybody that's been supporting on that station. It's definitely been listening and tuning in. We got your single, Cash Cow, spinning on a daily rotation. Talk to me about that song. You know what I mean? I can, you know, the name itself is explanatory, but I like to hear the origin and the story behind the creation of that song and what it means to you. You know what I mean? You just started to create it. So talk to me about it.
Cash Cow, man, that song is deep, man, because, like, basically my family from the country out here, but I was raised in the city.
Okay.
I'm a city boy, like 8 minutes from downtown, like where I grew up at. Right. So, like, we go to the country, you know, we got the cows out there. They roam in the farm. You see how the cows living.
Yeah.
And then I applied that cow lifestyle to the city. Like, cows, they don't miss out on no meals. You know what I'm saying? They up. Only time they laying down is when they sleeping. When they up, they to it. They eating grass.
Right,
what I'm saying?
And
when the cow is taken care of like that, like, it's worth a lot of cash. Like, it's a lot. You can get a lot of essentials out of a cow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I can show you videos. I go to the farm. I got cash cows. I point them out. I got names. You know what I mean? I can tell you, I'm trying to get 10 bands out of Omar. I'm trying to get 40 out of, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's cash cow living for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I'm in the city, I'm on a cash cow mission. You know what I mean? And when I'm at that point.
Right. You know, I never thought about it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, cows are always up early in the morning. They always getting
always
to it.
Up.
You know what I'm saying? They every time you see them, they eating or they moving around or they doing this. You know what I'm saying? When it's too hot, they might get in the shade. Right? They ain't out there running and chasing after each other. You know what I mean? Lollygagging. They out there doing what they do. You know what I'm saying?
It's straight business with them. Right. Cows is out there. It's business. You know what I mean? Every part of the cow is worth money. Even they poop. You know what I'm saying?
People
use them in poop to grow grass.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So do you be out there like really into that and really into that life with cows and things like that? Like really paying attention to how they bred and taking care of and what's needed to maximize the profit, you know what I mean, in that world?
I kind of grew up around cows, like, but right now I'm not out there every day raising them and feeding them and all of this, like, but I got ties in it, I got money investing in it, I got family, you know what I mean, okay. That's out there that's doing it. I'm like more in the city, but you know, I mean, we still tied in, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm a cash cow, that's me, that's what they call me.
Yeah,
cash cow, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Who produced that song?
Produced that song is Lil, his name is Lil Mister.
Okay.
Lil Mister.
Okay. So when you in the studio, like, what is the vibe like, or the vibe have to be like in order for you to create a new song in the studio? Do you gotta have something specific, or can you just go in there and get to it?
I can just really go in there and get to it because I use everything in my life, every moment as I put it in art, and I create art that's like my music. You know what I mean? Like, I just went to Vegas, and I went to Vegas. When I was in Vegas, I had found a studio. I went there, did a Vegas freestyle. You know, mm-hmm. You know, just seizing the moment. You know,
right?
When you living that when you. You know what I mean? When you living like that, you can just go in there and you can just talk about how you live and seize the moment. And then, you know, some stuff I have going, some songs I have that I've written down, I done worked on for hours and days and weeks, you know what I mean, that I go in there and I work on. But, you know, I have some songs I can go in there and I just, you know what I mean, just get the spitting, like, you know.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a dude that take, you know, that's an artist that take, you know, he records himself a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he'll take his microphone and his laptop, you know what I mean? And whatever he can do.
Yeah.
Anywhere he goes. So where he'll be in a hotel, boom.
He
you know what I mean? He start, you know.
Is he coming up, them vibes is hitting him. You know, if you're an artist, you know, like, want that vibe might hit you and you might write it down. But when you get to the studio, you ain't feeling like that no more.
You ain't feeling like that.
Like, I dropped that Vegas. I'm finna drop a Vegas freestyle. I was in Vegas. I had hit for like 20K. Then they changed shifts when I was drinking and I bent back and blew it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was like, it was just like a vibe. Like, I was just, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, those experiences, you want to be able to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, I got the instant setup too. You know what I mean? So when I'm ready, boom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I definitely understand, you know. You got a music video for Cash Cow?
I just have a mic performance. The music video hasn't been released yet.
Performance. Okay. So when are you looking to release the video?
I'm gonna release the video like mid-April. I'm trying to let it build more.
Makes sense.
But I got plenty of videos, but you know, I didn't put no build behind it. You know what I'm saying? So people listen to songs and they're like, dang, when did you drop that? Like, I want them to kind of be expecting Cash Cow, like waiting for me to release it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So out of the time that you've been in this music business, what do you feel like is the biggest lesson you've learned so far?
Man, the biggest lesson I learned in this music business is when it's your time, man. Can't nobody take away from you what God has meant for you. When it's your time. Like, you can make a good song, but if it's not your time, it's just not your time to, you know, to blow or whatever, man. That's what I take up out of it.
Well, you know, the thing about a good song, you know what I mean? If you feel like it's a great song and it was made 3 years ago, you can still release that song 3 years later. Because you know what I'm saying? Because it's old to you, it's new to a lot of other people. You know what I mean? So now you're performing a song you made 3 years ago that popped. You thought it was supposed to pop then, but it's popping now. And that's it's your turn scenario.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand that. Let me ask you this. If you can go back in time and talk to your younger self, what's the conversation you think you would start off with first?
Man, if I could go back and talk to my younger self, man, I would just tell myself to be more patient, man. I got myself in a lot of shit from rushing. Right. Rushing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, making songs, thinking that, oh man, if this song don't do nothing right now, then you know what I'm saying, it's pretty over. Then get to panicking and doing other crazy shit, other crazy stuff, and land in some place that you ain't want to be, jail, whatever, you know what I mean, hospital, whatever. So it just be patience for me, you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Patience is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Patience is big. You know what I mean? And you learn to have patience, you know, over time because of experience. But I look at it like this, man. If you don't really get to celebrate the things that you're blessed with without going through some things that put you in a situation where you in, you know what I mean, where you can learn from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you can learn from it. Now you done been through some stuff, you know what I mean? And now you can appreciate it because now, you know, you're up to the next level and you're like, man, I don't think I would have appreciated that if I got this at that time, you know, as much as I do now, you know? So I definitely hear that.
That's it.
So besides music, you know, is Uber Gang into anything else? You know what I'm saying? You know, I know the business piece of it, right? The cash cow, you know, the cows and things like that. But I'm talking movies. I'm talking about, you know, I mean, whatever. It doesn't necessarily got to be within the entertainment business. But what else? Yeah. What else you looking to do?
Man, now right now I'm Uber Gang. I have these mobile vans that I'm getting set up. And it's going to be like a mobile barber around the city, in the city of Dallas. Like, we all have barbers that's going to be in there, and they're going to come to you, to your business, to your video shoot, to your family reunion, to your house, to your basketball game. And you're going to be able to get a haircut like, you know what I mean? Like a mobile barber, like more convenient for you. You know what I mean?
Right. Like when do you need me to come through? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what's up. Especially like, That's clientele out there for, and you don't necessarily, the way you said it, you know what I mean? For just general everyday type of events, you know what I mean? Like you said, the weddings and just to come to the house or the events and things like that, you know, I can get you fresh that day. You know what I mean?
That day. You ain't got to break stride. If you got a schedule, like if you going, you got to be fitted for a suit. If you got to take the kids to the grocery store, you got a set schedule, just let me know when you want me to squeeze into that. You want me to park outside the grocery store when you get out while your wife's shopping, or you want me to pull up to the car lot, you want me to pull up to the video shoot, or you want me to pull up outside the mall, like, just let me know, you know what I mean? Uber everywhere, you know?
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? What, you know what I mean? If you can go back and change something about the music business right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, based on what you know about the music business coming up, the music business today, and you feel like, yo, I wouldn't have did that. What thing would you feel like you would have changed or steered away from? Urge people to steer away from.
I would urge people to, that's a good question right there. From then until the day, I would urge people to stay away from, I would say, the fake views and all the fake likes and stuff that's going around. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, that's just wasting money because it's not real organic. Like, when your stuff is in the streets, people don't know you, but you got 100K views or 100K streams. Right, you know what I mean?
Right. So, people putting the woo over the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The veil, you know what I mean? They can't, you can't use that for any type of analytics. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
like, back in the day, like, you know what I'm saying, when Rap City, The Basement, and BET, and 106 and Park was coming on, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't none of that like that, you know?
You had to get in the streets and the trunks and pull up and do events and, shake some hands and network and things like that. Now you got,
now people want to see you, like, they want to see you. Right, you know what I mean?
They want to put a face to a name. They want to, you know what I mean? That's how they feel like it's real. Yeah. They can put a human to a situation. You know what I mean?
I just feel like nowadays that a lot of the music is, I mean, it's more entertaining. It's not real. Like, You know what I mean? Like, people are more trying to entertain you just to get views than actually speak the real or
tell you some substance.
Yeah.
And give you something.
Do whatever they do, whatever to get the views nowadays.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they set it up now where you're getting money off the streams and stuff like that. Right. So people are doing weird stuff like for views. You know how it is, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you this. Are you looking to release a full project in the future? I know you're waiting to put that video out and anticipate, you know, give people the anticipation of Cash Cow and things like that. But talk to me about like a future project. Is that, you know, in the works?
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Cash Cow is my mixtape. Cash Cow is a single that I dropped, but the mixtape is called Cash Cow, and it will be getting released the end of April. I told everybody I was gonna release it before the spring was over with. I backed it to the end of April. So about April the 29th, around that time, I will be releasing a whole eight EP tape. Okay. You know what I mean? With people to tap in.
Yeah. That's what it is. Listen, man. I'm gonna put up your social media, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Official Uber Gang. You know what I mean? Let me put that up here right now. Get that showing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if y'all do anything, make sure y'all follow Uber Gang on Instagram and all that other stuff. What else we got coming, man? I know you got something out there in the works, man. You know
man,
what I mean?
I got so much coming, man. I don't know where to start, man.
No, I hear you.
I'm about to go to Jersey. I got a show in Jersey next Thursday. Then I'm going to Atlanta. I'm gonna be at a podcast. I'm gonna be on this podcast. Then
if you're gonna go to Atlanta, you need to pull up on my business partner, Tampa Mystic. And Industry's Most Wanted. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If that's in Atlanta, pull up on her, you know what I'm saying? You hit her up on Instagram, you know what I mean? And book that. You know what I'm saying? Lock in. And that, you know, she got a, you know, a headquarters podcast. You definitely, if you're going to go to Atlanta, you know what I mean? I don't know nobody that go to Atlanta that I talk to that don't pull up on Tampa. You get what I'm saying? So
tap me in with her. I'll pull up on her, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And speaking of what else you got going on, you know, we dropping in April. We dropping the official magazine, the issue 85 of the Grind Report. You know what I'm saying? So through our big brand, Groundwork Enterprises, on the Grind Live, we got the magazine, The Grind Report, and we got you featured in that magazine. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, I'm on the grind, baby.
You're on the grind.
I'm on the grizzly.
Definitely. So we got them in that magazine. Go make sure y'all go check out The Grind Report, Grind with a Y, as you see it on the screen. The Instagram page, we got the graphics so you can see what Uber look like, you know what I'm saying, what it's going to look like. But y'all need to check out when the magazine drop. You need to really see what the glossiness, the freshness of what of the brand that Uber's bringing to the table. You get what I'm saying? And you know what I mean, we got some dope people in there from all walks of life, all walks of entertainment, all walks of everything across the country, and Uber's in there, like, you know what I mean? And we building it. It's coming out real crazy. So make sure y'all tune in. What else you want to tell the people? Is there any other additional, you know, social medias and things like that you want to get?
Man, Spotify, Apple Music, everything Uber Gang, Facebook, official Uber Gang, you know. I mean, you can pretty much put it in the Google search and it's going to come up, man. I want to tell the people out there, hey, man, hey, it's a daily grind, man.
Right,
a beautiful grind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a fact.
It's a beautiful grind out there. So whatever you're doing in life, man, I hope you keep going and I hope you don't let nothing stop you.
Yeah, you know? Agree. You know, any shout outs you want to give before we get out of here?
I want to give a shout out to my boy Trail for linking me in with you.
Shout out Trail. Yeah. Trail on the beat. What's up? Salute.
Yeah, it's Trail on the beat. I want to give a shout out to my producer, Lil Mister. That's a bad boy, man. He nice. I want to give a shout out to my boy, ABG, my brother, Big AJ. Yeah. You know what I mean? Them boys, we been putting a lot of work behind the scenes on my stuff, behind the scenes, behind the curtains. Yeah, they put in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to give a shout out to anybody out there that ever supported me, man, that ever showed me any type of love. Even shout out my haters, because y'all the ones that keep me motivated, man.
Yeah.
Y'all keep me on my toes. That right. make me feel like every time I get in the booth, I can't just come in any type of way, because nigga waiting to say, man, this shit trash. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Right. They don't want to give you your flowers, but I'm going to make them have to.
You know what though? If you got haters, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they start paying attention to you, when they start hitting the comments, when they start trying to hack your social media, when they start trying to, you know, they know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, man, the devil coming. I might as well keep going. You know what I mean?
Exactly. The devil is coming, man. That's why I got to always give my honors to God, man. Because for the Father, you know, we wouldn't be able. You know what I mean? But anybody who go listen to my music, just know I'm going to give you my all. You know, man, I only know one way. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Well, listen, I appreciate you, you know what I mean, pulling up. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody tuning in and all that. If you just missed it, hit that rewind on YouTube, because we went live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Or X, whatever they want to call themselves these days. We was live on it. You know what I mean? So and then we'll be on that Spotify's and iHeartRadio, so y'all can check it in while y'all driving. So stop playing. You know you're going to tune back in. Make sure y'all get ready for Cash Cow. Be ready for the Grind Report. If you want to listen to the song Cash Cow, you need to tune in to Power 107.6 The Truth. Just go to 107.6thetruth.com and then just sit there and listen. It's going to pop up. Trust me. Uber Gang, Shaw Cypher, On The Grind Live. I talk to you. Salute.
Salute, my guy.